Mary Bravo Mobile.
Happy 4DJW, hey Tommy.
Dave, how you doing, sir?
Back from a full day out at the airfield. That eagle zapped the energy out of you.
Warm and a lot muggy, so it's not a good combination for being outside. I just picked up my grand boy from his great grandmother's, and she was going to go outside, and she wouldn't let him because of how muggy it was. When he could go out in the morning, maybe when real early, they could go for a walk or something. But he likes being outside.
Yeah, I think we all do. How about you? What you been doing today?
I went to church this morning, and then we had I went lunch at Angela's mom's house, and then we went home and cleaned up a little from the grand boy's extended stay with us, and took some of the stuff that belongs back at his house back over there. So it's been a fairly full day today.
Well, when I went into the office this morning, I was I got a monitor up against one wall, and I saw this horizontal line going up the screen, or vertical line going up the screen. I went over there and looked at it, and it was an APRS line, and it had your call sign from Southern Greenville County to not all the way up to Northern Greenville County, but halfway there or better.
Well, not drive the truck. We drive the car, but we drove the truck today since it already had the baby seat in it. And, yep, we live in Southern Greenville County and go to church over in Berea, almost up to TR. So that's why you saw that long line going up the county there.
Up to, I didn't know if there was like some kind of event or something or Sunday school or church or whatever. Didn't know what that was, but I said, hey, that's Tommy.
Getting on there every once in a while, I'm looking to see where all the APRS transmitters are. And I need to get one. I need to get a digimeter set up at the house, but I hadn't done that yet. I usually bounce off either W4DJW down in Shoals Junction, or I've got a digimeter set up at the hospital in Greenwood, or Rick's digimeter. I notice that I hit it sometimes as well. And this is K4XB.
Yeah, I see Rick's on there all the time, his digipeter. I think he digipetes down in that area. I try to do it in my area, but sometimes I just turn off. Sometimes there's so much traffic, and it uses so much bandwidth on the Internet, I just turn it off every now and then. Because there's a lot of people doing that nowadays, and that's a good thing. It's picking up.
A new ham down in Greenwood, he was trying to get everything set up, and we finally got him working. To where he was seeing himself. And I think actually he probably had most of it working himself. He just had one setting, I think, that he needed to change, and so we got him up and going, and he was able to start seeing himself on the map. But that's pretty fun sometimes, especially if you run it for a couple of days or run the paths for a couple of days. Or a week or so, and see where all that you've been picked up, and especially fun if you go on a trip and watch it.
I believe it was last weekend, or maybe during the week last week. I can't remember, but I was looking at it wasn't a vertical line, but it was like diagonal going across the screen. And I zoomed out, and I zoomed out, and I zoomed out, and I kept looking further out, and I finally found the end of that line was up in Washington, D.C., not the state, but Washington, D.C., so I zoomed in on the call sign, and it was W2JKT, that's Eric, over in Clemson. And he had a line that went all the way, less than 12 hours it took him to go from Clemson to Washington, D.C., and that APRS trail was the whole way. He had that running the whole way, and it was hitting digipeters had to be hitting digipeters to be getting into the Internet the whole way there.
And I'm only running, I'm actually running off a D74A, so I'm running, what, 5 watts, I guess. I probably should check on getting that D700 or D710 or something like that working with a little more power to put out, because I know there's some spots that I don't get recognized that I probably should. And I recognize also there's most places, or there's a lot of places that don't have coverage. But it'd probably be a little bit better if I had a little more power. But I don't drive as much as I used to either, so there's that.
I went and dug all my old ones up. I had one on the motorcycle, one on the truck. One on the truck, I don't know what happened to it. It doesn't work anymore. But I built one from my dad's old radio that he had back in the 70s. I hooked it up to a Tiny Track 4 that we were using back in the day when we were putting the APRS icons on the GPS screen, and everybody could see, all ham radio operators could see other hams. But it's fun. It's fun to set one up, to learn how to use a different TNC, get it running. I enjoy it. Anyway, Tommy, I'm backing in the driveway. It's been a long day, and the sun has drained the energy out of me. I enjoy flying all day. Take care. Good talking to you. K4XP, W4DJW.
Talk to you as well, and try to get some rest and recoup a bit from today's activities. Hopefully we'll talk to you again soon. 73W4DJW, this is K4XB Mobile and Monitoring.